From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Various world leaders are in Pittsburgh for the two-day G20 economic summit, with discussions largely expected to center on how to best keep a global recovery on track while at the same time putting in place tighter restrictions aimed at preventing a repeat of last year's economic meltdown. It is the third meeting of G20 leaders since the start of what economists have labeled the worst recession since the Great Depression. Previous meetings were held in Washington and London. Still with a global economy in a somewhat weakened state, most analysts believe there is a ways to go yet before there is a full recovery. Police and G20 protesters, meanwhile, clashed in Pittsburgh today. At least 19 arrests have been made. Mark Newtbar of member station WDUQ has the story.
The day started peacefully with news conferences and state visits, but an unpermitted march in a residential neighborhood of Pittsburgh quickly ran into a police line. As more than 1,000 protesters approached, a loud, piercing siren was sounded and an order was given.
The city of Pittsburgh chief police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
The protesters did disperse, but reformed a few blocks away, where they rolled a dumpster at police, who responded with pepper spray. The protesters spent several hours breaking up and reforming, and police met them at every turn with riot gear and dogs. The protesters are calling for everything from the end of capitalism to the end of seal hunts. For NPR News, I'm Mark Newtbar in Pittsburgh.
Senate Democrats say they plan to unveil their version of legislation aimed at curbing global climate change at the end of this month. A congressional source says that major sponsors of the bill include Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and California Senator Barbara Boxer. The House narrowly passed a climate change bill in June that would call for a 17% cut in carbon emissions below 2005 levels by 2020 and an 80% reduction by 2050. Officials say the overall structure of the Senate bill is likely to be similar, though some legislation's final details have yet to be hammered out. Sales of existing homes slipped in August. That was after rising for four consecutive months, and NPR's Scott Newman reports.
The National Association of Realtors reports home sales dipped 2.7% for the month to a seasonally adjusted 5.1 million. The trade group's chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, says despite the latest data, the market continues a gradual recovery.
It's a disappointing figure in terms of a retreat, but we have to keep in mind that even with a retreat, it is the second highest sales pace in nearly 2 years.
Yoon says inventories of unsold homes are also steadily shrinking. That's being helped by a 12.5% fall in the median price from last year to just under $178,000. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 41 points, closing at 9,707. The NASDAQ lost 23 points to close at 2,107. The S&P 500 was down 10 points today. This is NPR. Officials in northwest Pakistan say a suspected U.S. missile strike has claimed the lives of at least four people. The strike is being described as the latest in a series of attacks aimed at putting increased pressure on al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Intelligence officials say the strike took place near the town of Mir Ali in North Waristan, a region not far from the Afghan border. Even with some protests from Pakistan, Washington has continued the missile attacks in the mountainous border region that has provided a safe haven for some Islamist militants. Students, professors, and staff staged a one-day walkout at many University of California campuses to protest layoffs and a hefty hike in tuition, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The walkout comes after news of a planned 32% rise in tuition, raising the annual fee to over $10,000. The university is trying to close a $750 million budget gap. UC Berkeley junior Michelle Thomas, who joined the protest, says the tuition hike will be a burden for her single mother.
How is this going to affect my mom? Because we're in that income bracket that's considered middle class. So when we get hit by this, there's not going to be financial aid that supports me. I'm terrified.
Many classes at UC Berkeley were canceled, while others met as scheduled. More than 1,000 professors and associate professors across all 10 UC campuses signed a petition endorsing the walkout. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Berkeley.
According to NASA officials in Pasadena, a spacecraft orbiting Mars has spotted water in several craters on the planet's surface, midway between the pole and the equator. Officials say the instruments on the space agency's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter are estimating the newly discovered ice is 99% pure. The discovery marks the first time scientists have found ice near the Martian surface so far south. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.